I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madrid channel, you're watching I Love Islam kids program. Alhamdulillah, in this program we have some packed segments. Inshallah, we have quiz of the day, we have My Islam, we have Islamic heroes, show your talent, we have sunnah and manners, and we have harmful habits. We have packed schedule, we have some interesting topics that we are going to be talking about today. All the kids, make sure you watch this program till the end. And without any delay, let's quickly go to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's quiz of the day. This is where we ask you a question. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's more challenging. We ask you a question and you have to give the answer. And we will announce the answer right at the end of the program. So let's go to the question of the day. The question is, which surah of the Holy Quran mentions the month Ramadan? Where in the Quran the word Ramadan is mentioned? Subhanallah. It's a beautiful question. Alhamdulillah, this was the quiz of the day. Now it's time for us to move on to our main segment of the day, which is called My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Subhanallah, in this segment, we talk about those beautiful teachings of our religion, those things that beautify and make our personality stand out from the rest. Alhamdulillah, today we have another great topic that we'll be talking about, inshallah. The topic is being kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your neighbors. Subhanallah. This is one of the husn, one of the beauty of Islam, that Islam emphasizes the importance of neighbors. Being kind to them, you know, having respect to them. Don't ignore your neighbors. Don't give them hard time. This is a very important topic, especially in our day and age where things have become so different than compared to how things were 20, 30 years ago. A lot of us spend most time on our social media activities, on the phones, playing games and all sort of things within our little own small world. We sometimes even don't know who's our neighbor. The years go past, we don't even know the name of our neighbors. We don't know who lives next door to us. That's how, you know, bad it's become. We become so narrow-minded, is right, but we become so like just about me and myself, and we don't even think about anyone else. We're just too busy with our own activities. Even when we come back from school, what do? Instead of having, you know, changing our clothes and having something to eat, what do a lot of kids do? They'll run upstairs and they'll start playing games and they'll start doing things on their phones. We forget there's other people in the family. Why don't we spend some time with our family as well? So it's become all about me, myself, and I. It's only us. We forget about our neighbors. But Islam tells us that there is great importance of neighbors.
And today, inshallah, I'm going to share with you some important things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to neighbors. But first thing I want you to remember, when it comes to the actions, a Muslim who has to obey, he has to perform the actions, there's two categories. Yeah? One is called the rights of Allah. So we have to obey the rights of Allah. We have to do all them actions. So in this, we have namaz, daily salah, we have the Quran, we have giving zakah, keeping fasts in the month of Ramadan, performing hajj, and different forms of worship that we do. These are the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So these are some examples of the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So this is one category, rights of Allah. And then we have a second category, which is called rights of people. So one is called Hukukullah, and the other one is called Hukukul Ibad. Hukukullah is the rights of Allah, and Hukukul Ibad are the rights of people. So people have rights upon us. Your father has a right upon you. Your mother has rights. What does that mean, right? It's not right and left, that type of right. Yeah, turn right now, turn left. No, it's not that. Here means that these are requirements. These are things you have to do. You can't avoid them. There are people who are connected with you. They have importance. You can't ignore them. Islam has given great importance to the rights of people. So it's not just about me. Like, I have to just enjoy my life, be happy, be excited, and forget about everyone else. It's not like this. Yeah. You have to look after the rights about other people. It's called caring. Caring and being kind to one another. And this is what makes a society. Now let me tell you, our Rabb, the one who created us, Allah Ta'ala, has ordered us to be good to our neighbors. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. So all the kids, make sure you know this first thing, that who told us to be good to our neighbors? Our Allah, our Rabb, the one who created us, the one who gives us food, the one who gives us clothes, the one who has given us family, the one who has given us life, the one who has given us iman. Our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, has ordered us to be good to our neighbors. And then the second thing that we need to keep in mind, our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, has also emphasized the importance of neighbors. Our beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has told us you need to be considerate, you need to be concerned about your neighbors. You can't just ignore them. If your neighbor is going through any difficulty, if your neighbor needs any help, if your neighbor is struggling with something and you can play a role, you can support that person, you can play a role to remove that difficulty, then you should leave everything else to one side and help your neighbors. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam does not let the neighbors just to be ignored like it happens in our modern society. Be honest with yourself. Come on, kids, be honest with yourself. How much do you know about your neighbors? How much do they know about you and your family? Yeah, sometimes there are people on your street, you don't even talk to them, you don't even know. And sometimes 5 years, 10 years go past, you've not even spoken to them, you've not said hello to them, you've not asked about their health. What if they go through a very difficult time in their life? And this is where, you know, we need to be considerate about our neighbors. So Islam tells us that not just focus on yourself. We've become so busy within ourselves. Now we spend so much time on the phones, on social media, and kids spend time on games and, you know, playing sports and all sort of things. We forget about our neighbors. And Islam tells us it is our responsibility to look after our neighbors, to show kindness, respectful to our neighbors. And one thing that I'm going to say to you, before I mention a narration, one thing I'll say to you is that if you can't do anything good to your neighbors, if you can't help them, if you can't give food to them, if you can't give them any financial support, if you can't do anything good to them, if you can't bring a smile to them on their face, at least do one thing. This is for all the kids, for all of you. One thing that we can do is at least Don't give trouble to your neighbors. Don't make so much noise. Don't go wild and crazy and disturb your neighbors. If your neighbors are elderly people and they go sleep early at night, then you shouldn't be making, you shouldn't be screaming at night in your own house. So if you can't do anything good to your neighbors, then at least don't do anything bad. Don't give them trouble. Look after your neighbors. Be kind to them. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, you're watching this segment, My Islam. Today we are talking about being kind to our neighbors. Be nice to them. So what did I say early on? That our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, our Creator, has ordered us to be kind to our neighbors. That's the most, that shows you the importance of neighbors. That shows you the significance and greatness of neighbors, that our Rabb Allah Ta'ala has instructed us to be kind and look after our neighbors. Now I'm going to share with you the verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to the neighbors. And I'm going to read the translation of this verse. And worship Allah and associate none with Him, and be good to parents and to relatives and to orphans and to needy and to the near neighbor and to the distant neighbor and to the traveler and to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty, our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned with worship of Allah Ta'ala and with the hukum, with the order that don't worship anyone else other than Allah Ta'ala. The next thing Allah Ta'ala has mentioned is be nice and kind to parents and relatives, orphans and needy. After all these, Allah Ta'ala has specifically mentioned the neighbors. And you have two types of neighbors. You have close neighbors, you have distant neighbors. Those who live next door to you, those who live a few houses away from you. These are close neighbors. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, you need to be kind to your neighbors. Look after your neighbors. That shows you that Islam teaches us, you know, the importance of neighbors. Neighbors are not something we ignore. We don't be concerned about them. We just focus on our own life and live our own life, and we just enjoy our own life. It's not all about us. It's about, you know, being nice to neighbors as well. This is what makes a society. This is what makes the, you know, the environment, the town, the city. And this is the beauty of humans. Humans look after one another. Subhanallah, in this program, Alhamdulillah, we have been joined by our beloved Norman Raza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome Norman Raza. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Norman Raza, today we are talking about neighbors. And can you give me some example? Anything that comes to your mind that kids sometimes do to annoy neighbors? Let's see how many examples you can give.
So you're knocking on the neighbor's door and you're running.
Oh, that's not a nice thing, is it? Come on, boys and girls, that's not a nice thing. Knocking on doors and running away. And when the neighbor comes to open the door, there's no one there. And then sometimes when it's an elderly person, then they get more like angry, don't they? Yeah. And you know when your next door neighbor's old person, when they get angry, and what do kids do? They think it's fun.
Yeah.
So that's not fun. You might enjoy it. To you, it might be fun. You're having best time there, but you're annoying someone, especially an elderly person, someone who's a patient as well. You're annoying that person, and then after 10 minutes, you knock on the door again, you run away. That's not a nice thing to do. It's not a good thing. Islam doesn't teach us to do that. Islam teaches us to be kind and be nice to our neighbors. So that's one example that you said. What else did you say?
They could say bad things about them.
Yes, some people, they might swear at neighbors. Yeah, and annoy them. Whenever they see the neighbor, they swear at them, they hide. That's not a nice thing to do. What about the kids who they throw, you know, toys and, you know, bowls and in their garden?
Yeah, does and some people jump over without the neighbor's consent.
Ooh, that's an important thing to keep in mind as well. Yeah, so you can't just jump in someone's house without their permission. Yeah, even though it's your ball that fell into that house, yeah, it's your toy, something fell in that house, you have to knock on their door. You have to knock on their door and ask them respectfully. Yeah, but it's not a nice thing to do. Yeah, come on, kids, that's not a nice thing to do. You know, we Muslims and some people, you know, they're so naughty. You know, what they do, they make so much noise at home in their own house. They go wild, they go crazy, they make so much noise, and they do it. They know that the next door neighbor is an old man, is an old woman, and, you know, they get angry. And they shout from the next door, you know, from their own house. And they bang on the wall and they shout, they scream and they go, "Why are you making noise? Why are you doing this?" And now, this is not a nice thing to do. Yeah? Don't do anything that, you know, annoys your neighbors. This is not the teaching of Islam. Yeah? You know, if you want to know how good you are, if you want to know about someone, how good a person is, you know, one way to find out. Have a guess. Let's see if you can guess what I'm thinking of. So if you want to find out how good a person is, what could you do? I want you to have a guess, Noman.
Respecting their neighbors, inviting them to your house to eat food.
These are some things we could do. My question is, if you want to know how good a person is, if you want to find out, like, what's a test to find out how good someone's personality is.
So you give him a test or a, like, so you just test them?
No, do you want to test them? You want to find out how good this person is. You know, sometimes, you know, let's be honest, you know, when you're with your friends, when you're with your family, you're like the best people out there. Yeah, but the people who you don't know, people who are your neighbors, them are the people who sometimes, you know, they see the worst side of you as well. So you have a good side of you and you have a bad side of you. So unfortunately, there are people in our society, they only see your bad side. And that makes your image. So one way to find out how gentle and how kind a person is, you should go and find the people who he spends more time with. His friend circle. And what does the neighbor say about him? If he says kind words about him, he says, "You know what, this guy is a top guy. He's a really nice, he's a lovely lad. He's a beautiful kid. He's always kind. He's always has a smile. He's always, you know, he's happy. You know, he's a cheerful kid. He doesn't make noise." You know, if the neighbor gives witness, it becomes a witness and says good things about you, that means there's something good in you. So that's the one way to look at it. Yeah, it's like a scale for us. It's a scale for us to find out how good we are. SubhanAllah, today we are learning about the neighbors. And look at this now. I want to share with you a narration. A hadith paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is narrated by a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that our beloved master, the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "A person whose neighbors are not safe from his evil." This is a warning. It's an alarm for all of us. Yeah, a person whose neighbors are not safe from his evil. So the neighbor is always like worried and annoyed because this person is being rude, is being cruel, is giving trouble to the neighbor, is giving a hard time to the neighbor, you know, is not being kind to the neighbor. And the neighbor is always worried that, "Oh no, not this kid again, not this boy again, not this man again, not this neighbor again." No, this neighbor is really worried about the evil of that person. If the neighbor is in that condition, so if your neighbor, if someone's neighbor is really scared and worried because of your evil, because of your bad actions, then there's a warning for that person. That person will not enter paradise. person will not enter Jannah. So another meaning we learn from here, Noman, is a person who is kind to the neighbors, who's showing love or respect and is being nice to the neighbors, then inshallah that person will go to Jannah, inshallah. Subhanallah. This again shows the importance and the greatness of neighbors. So just to rewind everything again and just to make us aware, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and Islam teaches us to be kind to our neighbors. Okay? So now before we move to our next segment, I'm going to give a task to Noman. Let's see how much switched is he, how much energy he has. Come on, are you ready for it? Yeah. Ready for a little challenge?
Yeah.
Come on then. Now you have to give, I'm going to count, you have to give me a list of things what we could do to show kindness to our neighbors. You said some things before as well, but make a list again. Come on, let's start from number one. What could we do to be kind to our neighbors?
They need like food, give them like in packs food.
Yeah, if they need any food, give some food to them. What else? You know, the first thing that you said, if they need something, for example, your neighbor, they're washing their car, for example, and they don't have a hose pipe and you've got a big hose pipe. Yeah, or they don't have the tap closed to the where the car is parked. So maybe you can let them borrow your tap. Yeah, so they could connect water to your house. Or for example, they want to make tea, but there's no milk. Now they've got some guests at home and they've not got milk, and because the guests are home, they can't just leave the guests at home and then run to the shop. Yeah? Mm. So then in that case, you can give milk to them. You know that they need help because they contacted you, but sometimes they don't tell you. Not all neighbors will tell you that we need help. Yeah? So maybe, you know, if you become aware, you know, you should reach out to them. Mm. You know, express your support to them. Now let them know, for example, someone is having like a function at home or a wedding at home, and as a family, as a neighbors, you know, if you think, you know what, these neighbors, they might need a bit of help, they might need some people to, you know, move the chairs or whatever that you can do. So why don't you, you know, lend your support to them? You know, let them know, look, if you need anything, please don't hesitate, we're here. No, we're here to help you, inshallah. We'll try to. Your happiness is our happiness, inshallah. And we're part of your function as well. So if you need anything, let us know. You know, showing this is just saying some words of kindness. It means a lot. It means a big thing for them. This is for like elder people. So if your next door neighbors need financial support, yeah, and if you can help, so you know your next door neighbors, they're not. You know, if you could give them some money. So that's something you could do as well. So this is obviously for elders. You can speak to your, you know, parents, and they can probably give something as a support. So always look after your neighbors. Remember, if someone has that mindset that I want to help my neighbors, you'll have so many opportunities. Sometimes your neighbor, you know, you hear the news, they've had an accident, yeah, or someone has fell at home and you need to call the ambulance. No, don't wait for someone to, you know, reach in to call you. Now, if you found out, quickly run to the help and support them. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam tells us to be kind and nice to our neighbors. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And even to the extent that if your neighbors need water, giving water, before we move to our next segment, because Noman Raza is here, it'll be nice to listen to a kalam, inshallah. We'll have a little break, we'll listen to a kalam, inshallah. Noman's gonna recite a kalam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پرا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله سمت نبي بوجهنك يا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلا ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بوجھ لے گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلا ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپکے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چپکے پڑھتی تھی بہن میں نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله well done Nomar Azad that was nice kalam beautiful kalam is that the kalam that you're learning now
there's loads of pages it's like 3 full pages 4 pages
kya baat hai mashallah so you're at the moment you're learning it and so this was like a trailer okay it was like a teaser it's not complete yet But mashallah, you did really good. Well done. Without any delay, let's go to our segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. Subhanallah, in this segment we get a chance to learn about some beautiful facts about great personalities of Islam. Those individuals who sacrifice everything for Islam. They give their time, they give their sacrifice of their family, they give, they spend so much in the way of Allah Ta'ala. They've done so much service for Islam to spread the beautiful teachings of Islam. In this segment, we select one personality, we share with you some beautiful facts about that personality. Today, we have another personality we are going to talk about, Nomar Raza. And do you want to have a guest today?
Is it the third caliph of Islam?
Is it the third caliph of Islam? It looks like Nomar Raza has got the trick. Come on then, let's look at the screen. Which personality are we going to talk about? It's The third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, today inshallah we're going to share with you a short biography about Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then inshallah we'll discuss the topic further inshallah. So now we are going to show you a short video package about the biography of Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's listen to a brief introduction of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The name of Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Uthman, and his kunya is Abu Amr. Following are his famous titles: Amir al-Mumineen, Zun Nuren, that is, possessor of two noors, accomplished in modesty and iman, Jami'ul Quran, that is, the gatherer of the Quran, and the leader of the generous ones. Out of all his titles, Zun Nuren, that is, possessor of two noors, is more famous. The famous reason for this title is that he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, married two daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. Due to this very reason, he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is called Zun Nuren, that is, the possessor of two noors. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the third Khalifa of Islam amongst the Khulafa'i Rashidin. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam by the efforts of Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is fourth among those who accepted Islam. As he radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, I am fourth among the four people who embraced Islam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is among those companions who were severely oppressed and tortured after embracing Islam. They were oppressed in different ways and they were treated dreadfully. But maybe we sacrificed upon the firm determination of the great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Amin al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who remained determined in front of the disbelievers despite enduring so many oppressions and did not agree to move even an inch away from Islam. It is stated, to remain determined upon iman, virtuous deeds, and refraining from sins is called steadfastness. We can also say that steadfastness means that iman shall not be wasted. Virtuous deeds such as offering namaz, performing hajj, offering zakah, observing fast, recitation of the Holy Quran, zikr, durood, tasbihat, and invocations, charity, looking after others, etc., are always performed. And one develops a firm habit of refraining from all the sins. All these things are included in steadfastness. After sincerely serving the Ummah as a Khalifa and commander, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred after Asr Salah on Friday, 18 Zulhijjah, 35 Hijri, whilst he was fasting. He was laid to rest in Jannatul Baqi, that is in Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, these were some of the facts from the life, from the blessed life of Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, whilst we are discussing this topic, we have two little guests who have joined us in the studio. Both of you come here, come on. Assalamualaikum. Where's my salam? Assalamualaikum. Are you okay? Assalamualaikum. MashaAllah. Look over there. Look over there. Say hello, everyone. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, we have Amina here and we have Muawiyah Raza here as well. So we are talking about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let me share with you one beautiful fact about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There are some companions, remember all the companions, the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they will enter paradise. They deserve to go Jannah, they will go to paradise. Allah ta'ala is happy with them. And some of the companions are so fortunate, so lucky that in this world, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave him the news of entry of Jannah. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not once, but at least two times, he
bought Jannah. Not just being given the news of Jannah, but he bought Jannah, like you buy things. Like you buy things from market. Yeah, there's two occasions where Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he bought paradise. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first time when he bought paradise is when he purchased the well of Ruma. There's a well called Bire Ruma, well of Ruma. He purchased this, then he gave it as a sadaqah. He gave it in the way of Allah. He gave it for the people to drink from. He let everyone, all the needy people to drink from this. Anyone's allowed to drink from that. He gave it for the Muslims to enjoy water from that place. Subhanallah. And when he did this, this act was so beloved that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the news that in exchange of giving this well in the way of Allah, he has brought paradise. Subhanallah. And the second occasion where he bought paradise was when he supplied with provisions in a battle. When Muslims were gathering provisions, when they needed support at the battle of Tabuk, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came forward and he gave so much in the way of Allah. He gave so much sadaqah. He showed his generosity and he gave so much in the way of Allah ta'ala that in exchange of this, Allah ta'ala will give him Jannah. This is just two occasions where he brought Jannah, subhanAllah, in this life. He's been given guarantee in the world. And before passing away, that you have bought Jannah. SubhanAllah, what amazing personality. Two things come to mind when it comes to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One, many things obviously, but two of them are, one is his generosity. His generosity is, like they say, next to none. He is known for his generosity, his kindness, his giving in the way of Allah. He had a big heart. He used to give so much more. So when he used to make a pledge that I will give X amount of, you know, provisions for something, but when the time came, he gave like many times more than how much he pledged. That shows his kindness and his generosity. The second thing that comes in mind when we talk about Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that he is known for his modesty. He is known for being haya. His modesty, his purity is such that even angels do modesty from him as well. And the angels do haya from him as well. Angels honor him, respect him as well. Subhanallah. This is the great Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As a Muslim, it is important we learn about the life of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and learn lessons from his beautiful life. We are going to go to our next segment now, and the segment is called Show Your Talent.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib bika khayril khalqi kullihim محمد سيد القونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم قل ما يجي الله منك يا حافظ of the Quran and give me the strength to act according my
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Adam Patel from Madrasatul Madina, Blackburn, and I am studying in the HIS class. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, today is a day for action, not accountability. Tomorrow will be the day for accountability, not action.
Ya Nabi, salam alayka. Ya Rasul, salam alayka. Ya Habib, salam alayka. Salawatullah alayka. I have no good deeds to show for all the days that I have lived for. When I hear death knocking at my door, you're the only one to call for. Ya Nabi, salam alayka. Ya Rasul, salam alayka. Ya Habib, salam alayka. Salawatullah alayka.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Muskan and I'm from Blackburn. Anko katana nami Muhammada dil ka uchara nami Muhammad tulo chaho dono chaha ki kono wazifa nami Muhammad nuhalilo Musa o Isa sabka hai aka nami Muhammad Anku katana nami Muhammad talka uchana nami Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we're back here in I Love Islam program. We've got two more segments to go through, but also we've got some guests in the studio. So before we turn towards our segments, let's see who has joined us today in the studio. We've got some special people here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
What's your name?
Amina.
And where are you from? Are you from Oldham or are you from Shaw?
Shaw.
You're from Shaw. Okay, there we're from, you're from Shaw. Okay, welcome to our show. This is Shaw as well. MashaAllah. How are you, Amina? Everything okay?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Are you excited? MashaAllah. Welcome to our I Love Islam program. And who's next to you? Should we go and see him first? Come on then. Assalamu alaikum. Mr. Baby, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Can you say it loud?
Alhamdulillah.
Say it louder.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Look at the camera now and say it loud.
Alhamdulillah.
What's your name?
Umar Yabaza.
Muhammad, say full name again, nice and loud.
Muhammad Muawiyah Raza.
Muhammad Muawiyah Raza. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Well, first of all, welcome to both of you for joining us. I want both of you to look at the camera and say, I love Islam.
Unless,
I want to see who's got more energy. Should you have a little challenge? Who's ready for a challenge? Muawiyah, are you ready for a challenge? Oh, Muawiyah is ready for a challenge. Come on then, you look at the camera there and say, I love Islam. Say it.
I love Islam.
MashaAllah. That was so nice. Well done to both of you. And Mr. Muawiyah Raza is making some funny faces, isn't he? Come on, Muawiyah Raza. So tell me, Amina, how old are you?
Six.
Can you say it loud?
Six.
You're 6 years old. You don't like eating.
Chicken nuggets with chips.
Chicken nuggets with chips. Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Muawiyah, look at me. Muawiyah, if you want chicken nuggets, then you need to grow up a little. Yeah? Then maybe you can have chicken nuggets with chips.
You already had it?
Oh no, now how are we going to make you wait now? That's an interesting one. Okay then, MashaAllah, this is Amina and Muawiyah Raza, MashaAllah, both are here today. And what are you going to be reading? I want you to read something today.
Malayasaw.
Ji?
I'm going to read Malayasaw.
Okay, look over there and say it nice and loud.
Malayasaw.
Put your hand down. Are you reading Malayasaw?
Come on then. You can say properly. Say up. Good boy. Come on. Mawlaya salli
wa sallim da'iman abadi.
Louder. Come on. We're gonna have a challenge. I'm gonna tell Api. I'm gonna tell Api Amina to read as well. And we're gonna find out who is more loud. Come on, do it again. Let's start again. 3, 2, 1, go. Look over there.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadi.
You want to read Hasbi Rabbi?
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Ma fi kalbi ghayra Allah Nuri Muhammad Sallallahu La ilaha illallah
La ilaha
illallah
Subhanallah, that was so nice. Do you know Ali Ba'atasa? Come on then, look at the camera again and say it loud. I want to see how loud you can say it today. Go.
Alif Ba Da Fa Jim Ha Ha Da Ba Do Za Si Si So Do Ain
Ba Za
Do Zo
Ain
Ain
Ghain
Ghain.
And Api, you want to help him? One, fa,
fa, ka,
kaf,
kaf,
meem,
meem,
noon, wow, ha,
meem,
hamza,
hamza.
What's the last letter? Ya.
Ya.
MashaAllah, well done. Muawiyah, Muawiyah, look at me. That was really good. Well done, subhanAllah. You want to read the first kalima? The la ilaha.
La ilaha.
Louder. Come on. I'm sure you can do louder.
La ilaha.
Illallahu.
Illallahu.
Muhammadur.
Muhammadun.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
MashaAllah. Well done. MashaAllah. What do you think, Amina? That was really good, wasn't it? Are you gonna say good boy to him? Good boy, Muawiyah. MashaAllah. You've been so nice today. So make sure you behave like the way you behave today, okay? So no messing about, okay? Yeah, MashaAllah. Amina. By the way, you're wearing a scarf and I heard you wear a scarf to school as well. You wear a scarf to school?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you wore a scarf first time in school, yeah, how was your experience? Look over there. Look over there and tell me, how was it when you went first time? Why did you wear scarf in school? Come on, say it. Why did you wear scarf into school? You remember? You don't remember? Okay, then. When you wear scarf, what happened over there? When people looked at you, what was the experience? What happened? Come on, share it with us. Did you like it? Yeah. And what did your teacher say to you? That's a brave girl, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Amina and Ishaal, who's not here today. Both of them, they wear scarf in their schools. And many girls out there, they wear scarf in school as well. MashaAllah, well done. All of you are so brave. You are the superheroes, MashaAllah. And that's how we should be. You should be proud. We are Muslims, and Muslim women wear scarves. Yeah, and it's an honor. It's a beautiful thing. You should love wearing scarf. Well, Muawiyah, you can't wear a scarf.
No, I wore a topi at school.
You wore a topi at school?
Yeah.
I can't remember that one.
I just wear my school uniform.
With school uniform. And what's on my head? What have I
put? Imama.
Imama. Where's your imama?
Mine.
Where is yours?
I got in mosque and was reading the mosque. Got in mosque and reading the mosque.
In mosque? It's in masjid. It should be on your head. Okay, put your topi properly again. Come on, good boy. MashaAllah. Okay, Amina, we only got about 15 minutes. We got two segments that we're going to cover. So we're going to get Amina to read something to us. Are you going to read some Naat to us today? Okay, because she's going to be reading Naat. She's going to be reading a few things. But before we do that, let's quickly go to our next segment first. We're going to give her a surprise. So let's go to our next segment, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. In this segment, we talk about beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those things we can apply in our daily life. Those things we can do regularly, and we can improve our connections with our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a beautiful topic, a very easy topic. And the topic is, can anyone have a guess? Which sunnah are we going to learn today?
The sunnah of the third caliph of Islam.
No. I think you're going to say about charity.
Of Ramadan.
You're going to talk about Ramadan. No. Which? Something you do every day. Come on.
Drinking.
Today we're going to be learning about drinking. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. We are Muslims and we eat and drink every day and so many times in the day. But did you know, if we drink according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we won't only quench our thirst, we won't only fill our stomach, we will also get so much blessings. We're going to get loads of rewards, and we're going to get closer to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, in this segment, we're going to learn about manners, sunnah and manners of drinking. So maybe the little kids, they can share with us some manners. Can someone, can you tell me any, like, how should we drink water? Some manner about drinking. Let Muawiyah say it first. Come on, say it loud. How should you drink water?
Hold the glass and drink it.
Yes, come on everyone. When you drink water, make sure you hold the glass and then drink it. Wow, that was good. Well done. MashaAllah. Come on then, can you tell me now? Amina's going to tell us now. Come on, tell us some manners of drinking water.
Read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
You have to say it loud.
Read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim before you drink water.
MashaAllah. Now look at the camera now, say that again. And all the girls, can you make sure you read this? Say it. Talk to all the little girls. Okay, first thing you should read is Bismillahirrahmanirrahim before drinking water. Then what should you do? You should hold with which hand? Left hand.
You hold the cup with your right hand.
With your right hand. Where's your right hand? MashaAllah, hold the cup, hold the glass with your right hand. Then what do?
After you drink three times, you say Alhamdulillah after you drink water three times.
MashaAllah, so you should drink, when you say three times, she means you should drink in three sips. Okay, is that right? No, Manaza. So you should drink in three sips. So first two sips, take them small, drink small, and let go. When you have to move it away from your mouth, don't blow in the cup. Okay? Just put it away from your mouth, then take another sip, move it away, and then the third one, drink as much as you can. Drink as much as you can, and when you get tired, just move away. That's called drinking three times or three sips. Yeah, and now if you want to drink more, you follow this and you repeat the same pattern again. So you do two small sips and then you do one long sip. That's how we drink three times. So we've learned two few things so far, that when you drink water, you should read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim before drinking water. And after drinking, say Alhamdulillah. And we should drink with the right hand. You should drink with right hand, not the left hand.
Because that's true.
Oops! Yeah, you wash yourself with the left hand.
Yeah, because it's toilet hand.
Yeah, it's a toilet hand. Okay, it's still your own hand. But you wash yourself with the left hand, and we should drink with the right hand because it's sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, we should do it because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to drink with the Which hand? Right hand. Right hand. This is your right hand. He's confused.
And you said left hand here.
Is this your left hand?
Yeah.
Where's your right hand?
It's not my hand. This is my left hand.
Say again. Where's your right hand?
Here. My left hand is here.
Your left hand is there. Okay. I'll let you off then. MashaAllah. So when you drink, make sure you drink it in the light. Don't drink in the dark. Look inside. So if it, just to make sure it's clean water. Okay, have a habit of drinking. Some people, when they drink, when people drink, they look up with the, in the eyes are looking up. That's not a nice thing to do. Oh, is that what you do sometimes as well? Oh, you've been cool out today. Oh, what's happened here? Okay, whenever you drink, your eyes should be not inside the water, looking inside the water, okay? Don't take your eyes out from the water, okay? Yeah, you need to be looking at the water and not looking everywhere else, okay? So these are some of the manners of drinking water. You should drink while sitting. Is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So make sure whenever you drink to get energy, to get fluid, so that you can worship Allah ta'ala. Always be grateful. Be thankful to Allah ta'ala. Don't forget to say, Alhamdulillah. Say, Ya Allah, thank you for the blessing of water that you gave me. It's a blessing for us. It's an honor for us. And what if you got a bit of water left? What do you do with that one? Did you spill it?
No.
What do you do? Come on, no one does that.
You do the exact same thing that you did at the start. You just do small sips.
So you finish it off.
And you finish it off.
You finish it off. Don't leave small amount of water and throw it away. That's not a nice thing to do. Drink it all. If you can't drink it all and give it to someone, like someone big in your family, they'll finish it for you. We need to honor water as well. We have to respect it. How do you respect water? Don't say, I respect you. Don't say that. What do you do?
Drinking.
You respect it by not spilling it.
Yeah.
So when you have a jug and you're giving water to someone, you should hold jug on the left hand, obviously for the big people, for you, you have to hold it with both hands. And you hold it with the left hand and you have a cup in the right hand, you fill the jug. And when you give the water to someone, you give it with your
right.
He's hand. Confused.
Right hand.
Right hand, but that's not your right hand. Come on, ask your hand. Are you my right hand or left hand?
Are you my right hand or left hand? Yeah.
What did he say?
He said yeah.
He said yeah. Uh-oh. He's supposed to say no. That's not you. That's your right hand. They're the ones your left hand. Oh, come on then. MashaAllah, we learned some of the manners of drinking water. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to have pure and clean water all the time in our life. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us to thank Allah Ta'ala for this blessing. We have Amina here. We only got around 9 minutes left now in the program. So Amina, because you've been so naughty today, you came really late, didn't you? Now you have to read something to us. You're going to read an app. What are you going to read? It's your day today. Amina, you can read whatever you want. But read like Islamic things. Meri ulfat Madine mein hai. Wow, that's going to be nice. Come on, look at the camera then. Look at the camera. Put your hand properly. Now read nice and loud. Let's see how loud you can read.
Meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi Meri aankh ka roza Madine ki janibana kaise kichu Madine ki janibana kaise kichu Mera din aur duniya Madine mein hai
Subhanallah, that was nice. What about chamak tujhse paate hain? We'll read that as well now.
Chamak tujhe se paate sababane wale mera dil bhi chamakate chamakate wale tu zinda hai wallah tu zinda hai wallah tu
Subhanallah, MashaAllah, that was so nice. Well done, Amina. And anything else you want to read? Come on then.
Hasbi Rabbi.
Come on then, you have to read loud this time.
You want to do a deal with me first? Are you going to read loud? If you don't read loud, then you're going to be in trouble afterwards. Yeah. Is that a deal? Come on, then read loud. Come on. Be nice and loud. Let's see how loud voice you got. Come on, look at the camera again. Hasbi.
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تيجي صدق معاك ساجد حق دين ملا كلمة بلا لا إله إلا الله
سبحان الله. That was so nice. What subject are you on at madrasa?
11.
Say aloud.
Lesson 11.
Of what? Of Madani Qaida? And can you read anything? You want to read something from lesson 11? Or anything, any lesson you want to read something to me? Come on then. Look at the camera again and read something from the Madani Qaida, anything. Do you remember anything? You can't remember anything at the moment. Okay then. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Thank you, Amina. Both of you have been wonderful today. Make sure, be a good boy. Okay? Not messing about. You're not going to mess about now, are you? Okay, you need to be a good boy. MashaAllah, well done. Alhamdulillah, this was Amina and Muawiyah. They are going to be in trouble today because they came late.
No, I didn't.
You came late.
If you're in trouble,
why am I going to be in trouble?
Because you said we're in trouble.
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble. If I get him in trouble, then I'm going to be in trouble. Okay, then I'm not going to get in trouble. We'll deal with you afterwards. Don't worry, Muawiyah Raza. Be ready. We're going to have some fun. Okay, inshallah. We only got a few more minutes left. We are going to go to our last segment of the day, which is called. Do you know the name?
Sunnah Manas.
No. Harmful habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Harmful habits. And today the topic is begging. Begging.
I know what.
What does begging mean?
Begging means that you're begging for something.
Yeah, you're asking like for things from people. Is that a good thing?
No.
It's not a good thing. What do you think, Muawiyah? Is it a good thing to ask people like, I want this, I want that? You're going in the street and you're asking everyone. Is it a nice thing?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Why is it not a nice thing?
He said, I'm not sure. He said, no.
Are you not sure?
Yes, I am sure.
You are sure. He's very sure. He's sure. So Muawiyah said, begging is not a good thing. Amina said, begging is not a good thing. And Norman Raza?
Begging is not a good thing.
No, Norman said as well, begging is not a good thing. What does that mean? Even the kids know begging is not a good thing. But the question is, what is begging? Come on then.
I'll give you sweets. Yeah. Or when it's home time, you'll give it to your dad. You can't eat it later after your dinner.
Okay then. Because you eat that, what you tell me?
Begging is that when you're begging like for something, that's something.
Like someone's got a toy.
Yeah,
yes, someone's got a new toy. And you're always like asking that person, can I have that toy? Can you please give it to me? I'm your friend, please give that toy to me. And if they give it to you, next time they bought a new thing and you want that as well. So every time you start asking them, that's not my thing. If that thing belongs to someone else, that's theirs. You got your own things, they got their things. You shouldn't be asking things from other people. It's so nice. If you want to ask something, who should you ask?
Your parents.
Your parents. You need to ask your parents. Don't ask, you know, from other people. It's not a nice thing. Even if someone gives you, remember, a lot of times they don't want to give you. Yeah, they just give you because you're just mourning so much. Yeah. So this is not a good habit. It's one of the things that it leaves a bad tag on your personality. It's not a nice thing. Some people develop this habit, you know, it becomes like a routine for them. Yeah, they ask for money. So when they go shopping, can you please buy this for me? Yeah, can you get this for me? And if someone else is going shopping, they ask him, can you get this for me? Where's the money going to come from? Yeah, that's the nice thing. Yeah, if you want anything, all the kids, if you want something, don't ask your friends for them. Don't ask other people. Ask your mom and dad. Yeah. Ask your elders. Ask your carers. They'll get things for you, inshallah. Sometimes they don't get things for you, do they?
That's why you think they're not going to get you.
Why don't they get things for you?
Because
you're not being good.
Can you tell them now? Can you tell them again? Why don't they get things for you?
Because you're not being good.
Because you're not being good. So if you've been naughty, if you're not been behaving, then sometimes you don't get them. You have to earn it. If you want something, earn it. That's the rule. So may Allah Ta'ala allow us to be nice and kind and focused to improve our character. Noman Raza, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to talk to you after the program. I know you got your hand up there. I've got a few messages to read, and then we're going to go straight to the answer of the day. We have Honorable Sayyid Owais Shah Sahib from Pakistan have sent us a message. Jazakallahu khaira, Shah Sahib. They have given salam as well. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi barakatuhu. Okay. And Shah Sahib also gave the answer to the question of the day, which is correct, mashallah. Shah Sahib, first of all, Jazakallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. And we have another message from Hamza Raza Attari and Sumaya Nadeem from London. Now, quickly, let's go to the screen and see what's the answer of the day. The question was, in which surah there is a mention of the name of Ramadan? So let's look at the answer. It's Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Baqarah, the longest surah of the Quran. Subhanallah, mashallah, all those who got the answer correct, well done. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Now it's time to leave. We're going to take a leave now, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala habibihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallam.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.